What's up, guys? Welcome to week two of the Drew League Weekly Special. We got a special show for you guys, so let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Fuckboy, bow
down. Had to get some Migos in.
Nice, man.
Yeah. For the culture.
For the culture. Because we're doing this show for the culture.
For the culture. You know what I mean? Yes. Yes, we
got we got a special show for you guys. Again, this is week two of Drew League Weekly, and we're going to give you guys an overview of what makes this show so special.
Yes.
But before we... But this show and actually the tournament that we're covering, of course. But before we get into that, Josh, where can they find you?
You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, at Josh_Rodriguez_. Also on the Anchor app, if you download it, if you go into the sports section, if you see the sports section and you see the 10-minute drill, you favorite it. Me and AJ Kelly have debate every day on the Anchor station, so tune in.
I say favorite and listen to it because yes. Josh is like, you know, a good guy and he's eating good content. Come on. He knows his sports, guys. Come on.
Thank you, D'Angelo.
You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm D'Angelo TV. You can hit me up on Instagram as well at D'Angelo. That's D-E-A-N-J-I-L-O. Before we get into it, I have to say, Josh, this is a long-awaited partnership.
It is.
I've dreamed of the day of just having Josh to myself.
Stop it.
You know what I mean? The Josh and D'Angelo show.
Stop it.
The Josh. I even put your name first in the intro.
Wow,
Josh and D'Angelo
true.
Show.
That so, is true. Well, I'm honored to share the panel with you as well.
I'm saying you guys are in for a treat. Maybe. I don't know. Because we're going to talk about Drew League, and we're also going to talk about a little bit NBA because I just love talking basketball with you.
I mean, it comes with the territory. You have to talk NBA if you talk basketball. So
yeah. So guys, look, we've gone down to Drew League maybe 3 weeks now. We've got to feel the culture of it, got to feel the vibes of it, and we want to share with you guys, in addition to what happened in week five, also what makes why you should care about the Drew League and why it's good content. So I would say, firstly, when you went down, what did you like enjoy about it? What stood out to you about
it? You know, it's crazy because a lot of people don't like it's almost like Nike kind of gentrified it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But in a weird way, I liked it because like it made it a brand. You know, you walk into the stadium. I call it the stadium. But you walk into the gym, you see banners all over the place. The paint, you know, is white. I love the logo.
Yeah.
I love the brand that Nike has created for the Drew League. It's a very nice environment. You know, the concession stand with Drew Aid
and
all
like
that.
You were in awe.
Oh,
like,
my God.
All
Drew Aid. Yeah. We're going to have a segment about Drew Aid.
We will.
I'm telling you.
We've had the Drew Aid. I got diabetes immediately after, but that thing was bomb. All right? It was good.
Yeah. And I just love basketball. You can tell everyone there is there for basketball. Yeah. And it's just a great environment. I mean, there's no hate whatsoever. It's all love. Which is something that I really like about it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't sense any tension or anything like that, at least from when I've been in there. And I don't know, it's just a nice, comfortable place to be in to watch basketball in the summer.
I mean, we play culture. I'm playing the Migos song. It is a lot of culture there. I think that's what stands out about it. You talk about there not being hate. There's no hate outside of the court. But once you get on the court, you really feel that intensity.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are yelling at each other, yelling at the guys on the other side. And it's really cool to see so many different storylines. And we'll get the opportunity to get a little bit more into the storylines as we continue with this weekly show. But I think that's what I enjoy about it. I also liked, we have an interview with Darrell Wright that we're going to play a little bit later, but he said something really interesting. He was like, these are the fans that come are the type of fans that may not have money to go to the Staples Center game, especially a Lakers game, and also the Clippers game. So it's just an opportunity because so many NBA stars come down there. And I think that's what's really cool about it. Was there anything about the fans that stood out to you in general?
They all love basketball. I know it's an interesting thing to say, but sometimes you go to these NBA games, especially where I'm from New York, and I go to the Garden. There's a lot of suits there who are just there to be there, but the people who go here love basketball. They know the players on a first-hand basis, so it is kind of personal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The fans, I mean, they're great. I talk to some of them. They are all really friendly.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fan segments later on, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I think what's cool about the fan segment, and that's going to be actually our first video that we'll probably play for you guys. I think what's really cool about the fans is that you just don't know who you're going to see. You don't know who you're going to talk to, who they're connected to, because there's a lot of people who are connected to the fashion or athletes, excuse me. And then you see Jordan Clarkson. I think we saw Jordan Clarkson in the stand. Andre Roberson. It's just they're fans of it as well. And I think the culture of it is why a lot of the NBA players come down and join in as well.
I agree.
Now, speaking of fans, we're going to be launching. This is going to be our first initial one. We're going to be looking at the fashion of the fans, right? So we pulled over a guy who had some cool fashion. Come to find out, he was connected to one of the players in the Drew League and a former NBA player. So we're going to run that for you guys. Check that out.
So we're here live.
live at the Drew League, and when you think sports, you got to think fashion too. So I got a guy who is integral when it comes to sports and fashion. First, introduce yourself to everybody.
I'm John Nickel, creative director for Scrapes and Gravel.
Could you explain your role with Scrapes and Gravel?
Yes, yeah, LA-based brand. We started about 5 years ago. I've been the creative director for 5 years. And it was just something that Darrell wanted to do. He was starting to get a lot of attention. Him, Dwayne Wade, Russell, just, you know, being expressive with how they dress. And he wanted to start something that was LA-based and, you know, real authentic to where he was from, inner city type deal. So that's what we've been doing the last 5 years.
Would you say, who's it sold for? Who's it for exactly, would you say, this type of label?
Honestly, somebody like you, man. Somebody who's authentic, wants to express yourself, doesn't want to be stereotypical, whether you're an athlete, a student, a hippie, or whatever you are. It's a way to express yourself.
Somebody, you know? Fashionable, you said. Somebody
fashionable. Yeah.
I mean. So we got, you're definitely a candidate for our best dress here at Drew League. We're going to be looking at fashion every week. So congratulations, firstly.
I appreciate it.
Can we tell them about your fit? What you got on there?
I'm low-key today. I was trying to be cool. Normally, the Drew League be packed with all these ballers in here. So I was just trying to be cool, man. I got on, like, a vintage bowling shirt I found at Melrose. And then we got our new collection, which is, like, the three-quarter shorts that's coming out next month. And some Stan Smith's classic. You know you got to be
cool.
Stan Smith's one.
Yo, so who would you say is the best dressed in the NBA right now?
Oh, Russ, man.
Russ?
Easy.
No
man.
Doubt?
Easy, hands down. I mean, D-Wade held it for a minute. And low-key, Darrell was holding it. You know, a couple other guys are sprinkling in there, but Russ been putting on for the city, man. Yeah.
What about Russ really, like, what makes his fashion stand out so much?
Honestly, I think it's real authentic. A lot of these guys in the NBA got stylists, which is nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? Traveling, you got a lot of time. They don't have time to pick out an outfit every time, but I feel like Russ is authentic. He's really picking the outfits out. He's really like, I want to wear this. I'm not, you know, doing it to be a trend. It's really him. So to me, that's like the major thing.
Will we see male rompers in your male brand? How do we feel about male rompers?
I've been getting a lot of hack about it. I mean, I like to wear whatever's fly. What? I ain't gonna lie. So if I see one that's fly, I mean, I wear jumpsuits all the time. Okay. So, you know, just to cut it short, but I'm not gonna be wearing the short Daisy Dukes. Nah. But I wear whatever's fly, man. Yeah. Whatever's fly for
it. All right, so my last question for you. So, since you're a fashion guy, we know how athletes can take some chances when it comes to fashion. Firstly, do you have a celebrity crush?
Ooh, I say Janae Aiko.
Firstly, that's a good choice. All right, so Janae Aiko, you got a date with her, right?
Right.
And so you got to choose between these three outfits. All
right,
no doubt about it, all right? So, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a setup. It ain't going to look good. But let's see what your fashion taste is like right now. On the far left, we got Shaq. Back in the day, like 02, I think that's like some Shaft stuff.
I'm going with Janae with one of these.
Yeah, you're going to Janae with this. And then you got LeBron right there, all white, right? His draft day. First of all, LeBron's probably best, most improved dresser. So this is what he looked like 2003 when he got drafted.
Okay.
And then on the far right, you got Dennis Rodman. My personal favorite.
I mean,
which one you going to Janae or go with?
I ain't going to front, man. This Dennis Rodman look a little fly. I mean, that's more my style. I mean, I'm not really into the all white. I'm kind of dark. Yeah, I'll probably go with Rodman, man.
Boy, you going to go with Dennis Rodman?
I'm going to go with Rodman, man. He's a little colorful. She might like that hippie style, you know.
All right, cool,
it's
man.
A
well,
vibe.
Look,
it's a vibe. Man. It's a vibe, man.
You're taking some chances. She's going to remember you, I tell you that.
It's a vibe.
All right, well, look, this is one of our fashion guys, Mr. John Nickel. Thank you for joining us, firstly.
Man, top,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So,
I'll talk, man.
Hey, and check us out. We'll be back next week.
So obviously we had a lot of fun with that interview. It was a little long, but I think it was just cool to kind of I didn't know who he was at first, you know what I mean? And we just pulled him over for the
right.
fashion thing, but he's connected to Darrell, right? And I just thought it was really cool to kind of that just gives you insight into the type of people that are there. Like, you just never really know who
it's
so many people for Nike there because of Drew League,
right.
And that's what was really cool about it. And I think I would say that I don't. Well, firstly, before we, how do you feel? I know you're not a big fashion guy, but
right.
how do you feel about guys like Russell Westbrook or all those? Like, how do you feel about fashion in the NBA in general?
I think it's awesome. I mean, it's a way to show your individuality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anything that can showcase that, I'm all for. It's just
yeah.
that I just so happen to be someone who's very simple.
But you can appreciate it.
Oh, no, I can appreciate
Wait, come
it.
Come on, man. You did this yesterday. You be underselling yourself. I'm telling you, man.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt. Come on, man. Let's be honest. But that's okay. I mean, listen, I think anything that's creative, anything that's art, artsy, I think is awesome. Yeah. I love that type of stuff. And I don't have an eye for fashion, but I do know there's an art to fashion.
Yeah.
And the fact that people have that, you know, eye and that they come to the Drew League, it just combines different worlds. And
yeah.
people like Russell Westbrook, Dwayne Wade, we talked about yeah. yesterday. I mean, they bring another element to why people love basketball so
exactly.
much. And why people show up to things like the Drew League like this. Because I know when NBA players start showing up, we're going to see a better dressed crowd than
yeah,
what we've seen so
yeah,
far.
All right, our fashion week, we had to get creative on the first one. But I definitely think it's going to be they're going to be showing out going
yep.
forward. What was cool is also when you do think how fashion has changed, you think Dwayne Wade and you think Russell Westbrook. Darrell Wright, who's a role player, he's also apparently has a connection to them. And you saw a couple of pictures there, the pictures of Russell Westbrook and Dwayne Wade. They're wearing his label. They're kind of showing support to him. And
right.
so he's another guy that plays an integral role. And John Nick, he kind of gave a little bit of insight into that, which is cool. And we actually got to talk to Darrell Wright, who's participating in the Drew League. And I think this is another angle about the Drew League that I really enjoy. There, you have NBA players come down there, Jordan Clarkson,
right.
KD, but you also have these guys who are still fighting for a position to get on a team. You know what I mean? Darrell
yeah.
Wright took a season off, or maybe didn't get invited to
and
a
he
team.
He still wants to be in the league.
Exactly. So this is an opportunity for players to like get, because the league is kind of established, it's an opportunity for them to be known.
Right.
So what would you say? Darrell Wright was blowing it up. He dropped like 42.
Yeah,
and
the week before we were there.
Yeah. What would you say you've seen from the NBA athletes that or former athletes that compare them to the other players?
You could just tell they're on another level.
I agree.
I mean, anytime Darrell Wright wanted to score, he basically did, or
yeah.
you can tell that he can at least create his own shot. I mean, it's just a stark difference between someone like him and your average Drew Leaguer. That's not to diss anybody in the Drew League, because there's a lot of people who can ball in the Drew League, and there's a lot of people who played in college in the Drew League, but you can just tell there's just a stark difference between a professional athlete and someone who didn't make it to that level.
I agree, and I would say that Darrell, who was, we saw the 2 weeks before we saw that game, he dropped 40 and he dropped 42. And then you kind of saw that he struggled in the next game because they kind of made a team effort to impact him. And I think
right.
what we've seen is that, and we have an interview with another guy who kind of hints at this, but they have to compete. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's what's cool. It's better than an All-Star game. I give them that.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, these players can ball. I mean, I just said, even though you can see a stark difference,
yeah.
these players still can play.
And they have to compete.
Exactly.
He broke a sweat.
Exactly.
Right? You know what I mean?
Some of these guys are super quick. You still have to guard them. You have to get out to three-point range on some of these players because they can hit the three. It's
exactly.
They can play the game of basketball, and they actually want to shine against these NBA players, so they got a lot to prove.
Yeah, and it's a rare opportunity to see the best of the NBA athlete and the best of college and the best of high school all
right.
kind of competing against each other. So our girl Jill, who's not here, but you know
Jill
she's always
bro.
working, she got to talk to Darrell Wright, and he talks about his performances recently, and he also gets to talk about what makes the Drew League special. So we're going to run that interview with Darrell Wright.
This is Jill Monroe. We're here for AfterBuzz Sports with Darrell Wright of Hometown Favorites. Okay, so this is your third week in a row. Last week you scored 42. Week before that you were player of the game, like you had 40 points then, you had a double-double today. You took a year off, so what are you hoping to accomplish this summer in the Drew League and just going forward?
Well, you know, I think me being home for the last 10 months put a lot of fire under me, so just being motivated to get out there and be back to where I belong. So a lot of people in basketball would say what I have is fresh legs, you know, that I've been at home for so long. So that's all it is, you know. I have a goal to accomplish, and I'm just using this as a platform to get there and be ready.
How did you get involved with the Drew League? You've been playing since high school, like a lot of the other guys?
11th grade. Ghetto Bird is the one that brought me here. But, you know, my father and all his friends played in here back in the day. So I've been coming here for about maybe 16 years now. Kind of crazy, so... it's a good atmosphere. Happy to always come out here and show support.
What keeps you coming back? Because it's a good atmosphere, because it's community-based?
Community always. You know, a lot of these people here can't afford tickets to go to Staples Center, so I try to come out here and show face and, you know, be inspiration to these kids that, you know, see us on TV, see us on video games. So that's what I think it's all about.
Okay, so what's the main difference between playing at the Drew and playing on the NBA level?
I think the competition. A lot of guys here either have the talent or the potential to get there, but, you know, you probably haven't been able to get in the NBA. And, you know, the competition, you know, is pretty good. So you go out here and compete. You know, that team didn't have any NBA players and they got the job done. So that's just showing you a little bit about the Drew League.
Yeah, so Darrell, they came off a tough loss at that time against
yeah.
the Bulldogs. So he was a little down, but I think it was really cool to hear his insight. And I didn't know that he was still had aspirations to get back to the league, and this is one of the avenues that he had to do that. So that was kind of cool to hear. So shout out to Darrell. I would say my favorite part about what we've seen with the Drew League so far is fans, we have the athletes, but also we've gotten to talk to a lot of the employees who work their butt off. All right? Yeah, they were running around. And I would say, well, we talked about this, but the aesthetics and the feeling of the Drew League kind of stands out, I would say.
It feels professional.
Yeah.
It feels like you're at a place that's very important.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, I'm from New York. What I know is Rucker Park, right? Yeah. And don't get me wrong, Rucker's dope. Mm-hmm. I've only been there once. But, like, it's a different type of feel. It's more of like a street feel, which is cool.
Yeah.
But this feels like an actual league.
Right,
I agree. Like a professional league that you should be buying tickets to and, like, going to your seat and stuff like that. So, like I said, that's all Nike.
Yeah.
To me, that's all Nike. And there's a lot of people who were hired by Nike to do this and, you know, companies that are paid to advertise. And I think that they're doing a great job.
Yes. And I will say that we found out that players, if they don't show up, they get called out.
Yes.
It goes down. So we actually have another video, not the one that we have queued up. That's that one right there. He's a former writer for the Drew League, currently an NBA writer, but he enjoys the Drew League so much that he comes back and checks it out every week when he gets the opportunity.
Yes,
this guy named Law Murray. I think that's like one of the coolest names. But he kind of gave his insight as a guy who's been here for 4 or 5 years. It was really cool to hear his perspective of the Drew League. So we'll run that now. All right, so we're here live at the Drew League, and we got to the left. They call this man the Law, and he's a current writer for 5 years now, right?
It's my fourth summer.
So fourth summer here at the Drew League as a writer. He's very familiar with what goes on here. What would you say from the standpoint of culture and pool, like, about the Drew League makes you enjoy coming?
Man, it's hoops. Like, we're talking about all kinds of hoops, diversity as far as style of play, as far as the crowds. I think that when you're talking about summertime and basketball, like, this is a great place to be. And I'll tell you a story. Like, before I started covering the Drew in the summer 2014, summer 2013, I would always be looking at the sites, looking at the highlights and the videos, and I always wanted to come and never got myself up to come all the way down to Willowbrook, basically, to get here. And now that I know how to get here and covered it, it's like, it's hard to think that you're going to spend a weekend away.
What would you say about this league differs from all the other leagues out here, obviously the NBA included?
Well, because you have such a mixture of players that you recognize, but also there's a lot of players who are talented and they have their own reputations, whether it's because they've been hooping in the streets since the 80s and 90s or because they're high schoolers or guys in college prep coming up. Then you've got pros overseas. There's a lot of things to see and a lot of different groups of players coming together. It's a high quality league. It ain't like signing up for Zog Sports or something.
Well, so you're a writer, and so you know a lot of the stories that have kind of happened, the smaller stories. What was the most interesting you would say about a player that people probably wouldn't know?
Man, one of the first pieces I did was on Jeff Remington, who I'm probably taller than Jeff, but he's way more athletic and has way more violence when he dunks than I would, man. And, I mean, he came from Florida to hoop at the Drew, and Jeff's a completely different cat now. Like, he's hanging out with B.A. Dot. You know, but, I mean, that's an example of a guy who I didn't even really recognize. And then I got to talking to him and develop a relationship with him. There's a lot of stories like him. But, you know, someone like him, he gets the opportunity to showcase his skill and takes off and does something different with it. So you get, there's a lot of that. Jeff is special in his own right, but there's a lot of stories like that.
And speaking of Drew League's being special, what's also special about it is that athletes don't have to come here. They voluntarily come here. We just saw Jordan Clarkson. We see a lot of NBA athletes here. What do you think is the pool for them and what makes them come out?
Because let me tell you, you come out here and you play like it's just going to be another pickup, you're going to get embarrassed. I think Jordan found that out last year. You can't come here thinking it's going to be, I'm just going to show up and be more talented than guys.
I heard about that. So what was that about?
I mean, he showed up with Nick. They had MHP wasn't in the league. It was summer 2016. It was problems. And they matched up against LA Unified, the defending champions. James Harden made his debut at the same time for that summer, and it was a rout. It was a 30-point blowout, and by the end of the game, they were like, Nick, you brought the wrong Lakers with you, man.
So, hey, if that don't bring y'all down here, look, they don't play the Drew League. Even NBA stars have to bring it. So, firstly, thanks for coming down with us, Law Murray, my bad, and see you guys next time.
I don't know how Law was about to. He was about to get me to. I know Law. He was like, "You say Law Murray? You say my name?" I love that. That's why I had to keep that in there. But so we gave you guys an overview of what the Drew League is all about. Reasons to check it out. I also think those interviews were dope. Just saying. So I think that we should do a little bit touching on week 5 of what happened in the Drew League.
Yes, let's.
So we'll do that. But first, to let you guys know. A lot of the NBA athletes come around July, like it starts to get, because the season's over, they're in their off season. This is part of their workout plan. So what our game plan is for you guys is we're going to do a little gloss over today, especially the player of the week. And then July the 4th, we're going to be on vacation. So we're going to be, you know, the studio's not open. But then the week after that, by that time, we'll be 2 weeks into a lot of the NBA athletes being in and a lot of buzz when it comes to Drew League.
We're going to have a lot for you.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of stuff for you guys. So I'm really excited about that. So that's when we'll really get into the stats and the scores and really giving you guys an overview of that and individual performances. But with that being said, week 5, Marcus Williams, we got to talk about this, man.
UConn grad.
The UConn grad. He made it to the NBA.
Marcus Williams.
Right,
yeah.
So he dropped 35 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists to get his footprint the win. And he did. He got the victory in a very special way.
Very special.
I don't think we need to say anything, guys.
So
we should just roll the video.
Yeah, roll the video.
Music's so dramatic.
I know, I love it.
Splash! That's such a tough shot.
Everything's nothing said there. I mean, and you hear the crowd. That's Drew League right there.
And that's early Drew League too, because you know it's going to be more packed once the NBA players start coming.
So I mean,
I love that.
They stone the court.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what I love about basketball in the summer, like in these type of leagues where it's like people can express their joy, run to the court, and you'll see people mobbing players. You're going to see that.
Literally. So he got his boys to win. Footprint. They're 4-2.
Okay.
I want to give you guys. Let's take another look at the replay before I move on.
Crowd.
Josh, where would you? Could you make that shot? Is there a time for Josh in his basketball career where he's like, "Oh yeah, I got that."
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a time in my career. I mean, I can't do that.
Maybe a couple more weeks,
man,
in.
I'm telling you right now, I am nowhere what I used to be.
I saw when we went down there. I saw you. You was like, "Man, maybe I could come back."
Yeah, and then I watched him play for like 2 seconds. Like, there's no way in hell I could be in this league. Maybe the 21-year-old.
So one of them teams. Some of them teams make you think you can make a little comeback.
Yeah,
but look. So we actually have a picture of the standings. I'm going to roll that up for you. But so Marcus Williams, he dropped 35, 4-4. He was a player of the week for week 5. They do a player of the week every week, so we're always going to highlight who that is. So you take a look at the stats. We got Houdini Problems at 7-0, Birdie's Revenge 5-0, LA Loop 4-1, and Marcus Williams' team 4-2.
Right.
So those are teams to kind of look out for going forward. We'll see how it changes once the NBA athletes
and then
come
in. Once the NBA athletes come in, everything just kind of changes.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you take a team, you could add James Harden to the worst team in the league, and then all of a sudden,
who knows?
Can't beat anybody.
So hopefully, ICO, who was 0-6, has James Harden in their back pocket.
I don't think that's how it works. I know the game has his own team.
Yeah, the game has a team. Baron Davis has a team.
And Davis, he didn't play the game we saw. We actually saw a game with Baron Davis' team, and he didn't play.
Yeah, and I heard Chris Copeland
Copeland
on the team. So it heard some big athletes coming for you guys. So stay tuned, because we're going to let you know when we get back to you guys. But it's a lot to look forward to going forward with the Drew League. But let's flip it, man. I got to talk some NBA with you before we roll up out of here. So I've been hearing in the streets, man, because you know I'm connected to the streets.
Okay.
So
streets talking.
Streets is talking. They saying Kevin Love may be traded. Do you think that's a good decision for the Cavaliers, and do you like the idea of him going to the Nuggets?
I mean, the Nuggets is just a wasteland for him, to be honest with you.
His numbers going to go back up like the T-Wolves,
though. Yeah, I mean, he's going to show that he actually was a top 15, 10 player in the league, depending on how you valued him before he got traded to the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. I do like it for the Cavs, though. I do think they need a more defensive-minded player because they needed Kevin Love and Kyrie out there at the same time. The problem is Kyrie and Kevin Love can't play defense.
Yeah.
So in order for you to keep up with a team like the Warriors, because let's face it, that's who they're basically matching up against. They're not out there to beat anybody else except for the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. They need to get better defensively.
Yeah.
In order to do that, I mean, you're going to have to trade Kevin Love for someone like a Paul George. Jimmy Butler's now on the Timberwolves, so that's out the window right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Paul George, he can still score the basketball, and he adds another dimension to the defense that they're going to need. I do think that the Cavs need to slow the ball down more.
You want them to run plays. Yeah.
Not so much run plays, but I mean, you can't run with the Warriors.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What? You have to limit the amount of possessions in a game, because if you extend the game, they're going to beat you every time. They're going to beat you.
No doubt.
That's just the way it is. So I think they need to get Paul George. That's basically what I'm missing. That's what it comes down to.
It'd be cool. I have now invested interest in them not getting Paul George, because I keep hearing the Wizards being brought up. I know it's a little far fetched, but I can dream.
That's not far fetched.
I know y'all heard my phone give me an update. So we got breaking news. Apparently, really? James Dolan woke up and went to work today, and now he's weighing the future of Phil Jackson's job as a team president.
James Dolan, thank you very much for showing up to work.
God,
as a New York Knicks fan, I owe so much gratitude to your service.
How do you feel about this? More so because I think James Dolan's evil genius plan was to take the fire off of himself, which he has accomplished. But now the fire is so hot, maybe he has to do his job.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Agreed.
He doesn't know what he's doing. And let's face it, Phil Jackson was probably considered the best coach of all time at the time where he got the position.
Head
I know
coach.
A lot of people are saying, well, what about Popovich? And I think Popovich will be in that discussion when Popovich retires because he still has a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, James Dolan just doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He wants to sell tickets, and that's it. He knows nothing about basketball. He just wants a good basketball team.
Yeah, agreed. You know, I don't want to beat this down the horn for you because it's
I'll beat it to death.
It's the off season. You got the Yankees. They're playing well. I want you to focus on positive
things. They're not playing that well anymore.
my Warriors have definitely lost their luster. So another we're going to do a little bit of a free agent talk because we won't be here for a while.
Right.
Chris Paul, I've heard three teams potentially.
Right.
Clippers being one of them. Right. I'm hearing the Spurs and I'm hearing the Rockets. Which one do you like better?
I like the Spurs better because I think the Spurs are a better team. Mm-hmm. I think Popovich is obviously a better coach than D'Antoni. I think Chris Paul can be inserted into that system right away and thrive, whereas if he goes to the Rockets, you just inserted James Harden as your point guard last year. Now you're going to take him out of that spot, put him with Chris Paul, and then they have to develop in a whole new chemistry, and D'Antoni has to figure that out all again. You just made something happen 1 year. Now it's going to be different next year.
Yeah.
So you're not changing the identity of the team, but you're changing basically the leader of your team. You really are.
For the Spurs?
No, for the Rockets.
For the Rockets, right.
Whereas I feel like Chris Paul, you can just insert him. That's it.
Yeah.
And he just goes with the flow.
Yeah, he takes that Tony Parker role.
Yeah,
and they need a ball handler.
He can do it
like that
on the spot.
I agree.
I feel like in Houston, it might take some time.
Yeah. I want him to go to the Spurs because I just need more teams to be at least competitive to the Warriors.
Right.
Warriors will probably still make the finals, but I think it'd be more compelling.
No, it'd be very competitive.
I think so because, I mean, again, they were up 35 before Kawhi got Zazad. So yeah, I'm still salty
over that.
Well,
they're looking to dish LaMarcus, too. So what are they going to get for him?
That's the thing, because he does still provide points. He just isn't your number one guy.
He's a hell of a number three.
Yeah, I think he should be. You keep him to be your number three, not your number two.
Yeah. But he's not going to be happy. He wants to be number one, so.
You got the opportunity to do that, and you sucked. I just want that to be put out there. And my last one for you. We've heard rumors that Paul George and Gordon Hayward are going to the Celtics. May go to the Celtics together.
Right.
So, with that being said, Paul George, Gordon Hayward, Isaiah Thomas, and they drafted Jason Tatum, who's probably coming off the bench. Is that team good enough to beat the Cavs?
That's a weird team. No.
Not good. That series would be more competitive for sure.
Yes.
I think it could go seven.
Yes, I agree.
If the Cavs,
it'd go six or seven.
Yeah, this is assuming the Cavs are the same team next year. No Paul George, just Kevin Love, Kyrie, and LeBron again. I think that would be a very compelling series.
Obviously, because
Paul George
would
be in
the better
series.
Bench because their bench was awful in the playoffs. Darren Williams, Kyle Korver didn't show up. That would be an interesting team. That's a very good defensive team too.
Yeah.
Because the Celtics have the good defensive players to begin with. You had Paul George, Gordon Hayward. That'd be tough. That's a tough team.
I would love to. I think that'd just be nice to see. You know,
yeah.
If Paul George, I don't want him to. He could go to the Celtics because then they'll be competitive to the Warriors, but it'd be nice to see a little bit more.
My mind is having a hard time seeing George and Hayward coexist on the offensive end.
I don't think Hayward is a ball dominant guy.
Neither is really Paul George. It's just that I feel like one would get lost in the offense. Not so much that one will dominate the other. I just feel like they kind of are the same player offensively.
Yeah.
So
if I had a guy like that, Paul George and Jordan Hayward, I would want my point guard to be a Chris Paul, John Wall-esque
type. Right, and Isaiah
is a shooting guy.
He's a scorer.
Yeah,
so you're going to take the ball to Isaiah's hands. He's not going to be what he was last year.
Great.
I feel like the offensive flow would be kind of awkward, but I do think all three of those players are unselfish and could make it work somehow. That's fine. Brad Stevens is a great coach.
Right.
So it'd be interesting.
I wouldn't be mad at that equation. I wouldn't be mad at Paul George going to the Cavs because I want a competitive finals.
Right.
But we'll see, guys. Look. So that actually is going to recap our show. I hope you guys enjoyed our rundown of the Drew League. We're going to get a little more in-depth going forward, and our girl Jill will be back, so you know it's going to be a party. Right. But before we head out, Josh, where can they find you?
You can follow me on Twitter or on Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. Also on the Anchor app. Download the Anchor app. You can have your own podcast on the Anchor app. That's what's cool about the Anchor app, by the way, because you download it and you automatically have your own podcast for you to talk about whatever you want.
Boom.
I just have a sports station featured on it. Called the 10-Minute Drill, so follow me there as well. And, yeah. And follow AfterBuzz Sports, ABTV.
Yes.
ABTV Sports on Twitter.
Agreed. Look, the Anchor app, you got options, man. You can make your own podcast, or more importantly, you can listen to Josh.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying.
And you can argue with me. You can call in, too. Which
Cool. Look at that.
So you can argue with me.
So there's our plug. Guys, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm DeAngeloTV. I'm at DeAngelo on Instagram. As always, we enjoy you guys joining us.
Yes.
We will be seeing you guys in the next 2 weeks. We're going to have a lot more content with you. I'm hoping that we're going to be releasing some sports minute content for you guys going forward, kind of recapping some of the bigger events. We may even be doing some Big Three stuff.
Yes.
So we got a lot planned for you guys. I know it's summertime, it's a slow time for sports, but we're not going anywhere. We're going to try to give you as much as you want. Hit us up with ideas as well. But otherwise, we are out, and have a good 4th of July, guys.
Yes. Yeah, so. Happy Independence Day.
Deuces.
Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.